Good evening, I'm John Yang. There's been another swing in the seesaw legal battle over the federal nutrition program known as SNAP, as tens of millions of low-income Americans wait to see if they get benefits payments this month. The Trump administration is demanding that states that followed a judge's orders and paid out full benefits this past week undo it because the Supreme Court later blocked that ruling for the time being. This comes as the Senate holds a rare Sunday session. Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota said a potential deal to end the 40-day shutdown is coming together, but it wasn't a done deal. Air travelers at 40 busy airports faced a third day of reduced flights. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned about it lasting until Thanksgiving.
It's only going to get worse. I look to, you know, the 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you're going to see air travel be reduced to a trickle.
According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, so far today, more than 2,000 flights at U.S. airports have been canceled and more than 7,000 delayed. Super typhoon Fung Wong hit the Philippines' northeastern coast today, killing at least two people and forcing the evacuation of more than a million from areas prone to flooding and landslides. The storm battered the region with strong winds and heavy rains, knocking down power lines as people sought shelter. It's the biggest to threaten the Philippines in years. Just this past week, another typhoon caused widespread destruction and killed more than 200 people. Hamas handed over the remains of an Israeli soldier killed in 2014, hours after the ceasefire ended that year's Gaza war. Forensic testing confirmed that the body was that of Hadar Golden. It brought bitter closure to his family, who had campaigned for his return. Hamas said it found Golden's body yesterday in a tunnel in Rafah. Israel is still awaiting the return of the bodies of four hostages taken in the October 7th attacks. Former longtime NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue has died. His 17-year tenure was a period of league expansion and growing fan interest in network TV revenue, as some teams' value grew tenfold. He restored labor peace after a series of work stoppages and implemented a tough substance abuse policy. But critics say he failed to act quickly or firmly enough to deal with player concussions. Tagliabue's family said the apparent cause of death was heart failure complicated by Parkinson's disease. Paul Tagliabue was 84 years old.